Blog Talk Radio.
To this week's conversation. This week on the conversation, we will discuss the double sides of shootings. Also, is Hillary going to come forth with emails, and are they going to be the nail in the coffin? I'll get into that as she is still trying to dodge the bullet. Also, the movie War Room is making $1 million in its first weekend at the box office. My reaction to the film's success and also the critics. Well, the Planned Parenthood videos ever end. There's like 9 of them now, 11. It never ends. Never ends. Also, Kate Steinle's family is planning to sue over the death of their daughter. Will that change anything? Also, with medical cannabis and legalization in the news, you know, is that one of the main things that Bernie Sanders hopes he can use to kind of get the nomination? Hey, vote for me. I'm a socialist. But hey, you'll get medical cannabis. You'll get legalization of weed. Also, Manchester United is up to the same old tricks. That was sports and much, much more. So welcome to this weekly conversation. And to Proverbs 24:14. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future and your hope will not be cut off. Thank you all and welcome to what will be an amazing program. It's been one heck of a crazy day. Right when I was getting ready to finish up at work, I was standing and all of a sudden fell on the ground and with a bunch of plates and got cut. So it's been a fun day. But it's going to be a great conversation, and there's a lot going on, and I got a million things I want to talk about, so let's get going. First thing I'm going to get into is with this email thing with Hillary Clinton. What's a deleted? I think what they've honestly done, because they're like, well, what's a deleted server? What's wiped mean and all this? The emails they sent her, she made, because there's evidence that she made sure that none of them said classified. Even though they might be classified, they didn't label them as classified. So this might be a classified, you know, this might be like a high security clearance email or letter. You know, I got a high security, this is a letter I got in the mail and it's very, you know, sensitive material, confidential, but they didn't put it in the email so that when she was sending stuff back and forth, well, if this was confidential, it didn't say it on there, so hey, and she's going to play the retarded game, which when you think about it, if it's something that is involving our nation's security, it should be considered classified. But then again, why would she delete it if there's nothing to hide? You know, I mean, this is just, I mean, seriously. You know, I don't get it. If someone can explain it to me, I just don't, you know, I mean, like, I guarantee if that was anyone on the right, they would have been hung. They'd have been out in the public, they would have had a noose around their neck, and they would have pulled the floor out from under them, and they would have been hung. Because we have a double standard here, just like when George Bush was running for president. I've said this a million times. How dare someone run for president that has all but admitted there are people in Texas right now that are in prison for using the same things that Bush all but will admit to using, illegal drugs, aka. What did Barack Obama do? He was on every news organization saying, I did this, I did that, coke, heroin, oh, I inhaled, I loved it. He probably had a nitrous tank. I don't know, but there's the, you know, that's what's why isn't Hillary treated like anyone else? Or like, you know, why is a baseball player treated differently? I was going to talk about this earlier, but can an NFL player consider, can a football game be considered, what is that, work release? You know, if their crime isn't that bad, can they say, I got work release, so, you know, because the 49ers, so half their players are, then you're going to jail. So, I mean, can they, like, leave jail and go play football and work release and then come back? Oh, sorry, I can't play tonight, coach. Work release. I got to be back to the jail by 5 o'clock and the game starts at 7. So, sorry, I won't be able to play this game. But next Sunday starts at 1 o'clock. Great, I can do it. I mean, I'm tired of the double standard where, you know, people just feel like, well, okay, if I do it and it's illegal, it should be illegal if Hillary Clinton does it or Donald Trump does it or Jeb Bush or whoever. And that's what I try to educate people. You know, there's this whole thing going around where all these people are, because illegal immigration is a big, big thing. People always want everyone wants a take on somebody's viewpoint. Like, what do you think? What's your view? And I remember they have all these pictures and stuff where it has like pilgrims, and the pilgrims are basically like, come in and they get off, and the Native Americans are standing there going, well, how long do you really illegals plan to be here? And not one of the people I see that post that ever say, well, yeah, I want to see a day when the White House has powwows and Native Americans run this country and it's their country again. It's their land. It's, you know, it's a double standard. Because I got into it with someone about that, and I'm like, well, okay, you're an illegal. And I said, I never said I wasn't. I said, technically, my ancestors came here the right way. They had the papers. They didn't just sneak across the border and, no, they came to Ellis Island and did stuff the right way. It all goes back to that Religious Restoration and Freedom Act where Governor Mike Pence passed a law that basically mimics the federal law. And all you ever hear is, well, we're racist, we're this, we're that, because, you know, we hate gays and all this. I'm like, well, what about Polish, what about a Jewish delicatessen? If this law didn't pass, would they have to serve pork? Because, you know, they don't have any religious freedom. Is that Muslim going to have to serve something against their religion or do something against their religion because there is no freedom of religion because of the Restoration Act? All they do is, well, all it's going to do is make it, you know, anti-gay. This, you know, why do people have a hair up their butt? Excuse my French or English. If I'm a restaurant and I don't want to serve a gay couple, why should I have to? It's my business I'm going to lose. If some guy comes and he's gay and he wants me to make him a cake and he's going to give me $50,000, why would you turn that down? You're not technically getting married. They are. Or, you know. Everything in this world is just, this country has changed. Not for the better. And I want to get into, and I'll go back into what I was talking about, but there was in Polk County, Florida, there was a sheriff that was asked about, you know, he made some comments in the heat of the moment, and does he regret saying that? And he goes, no, no, no. When it comes to the protection of the people in this county and the people of this state, there's nothing PC about a police officer having to use a gun. If I have to use a gun, I have to use a gun, whether I have to shoot a white man, a black man, an Asian man. You know, this whole nation getting to the point where a cop's afraid to shoot somebody because, well, I might be considered racist because that guy's black. So I'm going to let this black guy beat me to death and almost kill me because I'm afraid to shoot him because I'm going to be seen as a race. It's going to be seen as a race thing. But then if 10 black people kill a white cop, no one cares. It doesn't even make the news. But there is a difference. When those black people kill the white, do you know what we do? We come together in prayer. We don't resort to violence. We don't resort, let's torch a car, let's torch a community, because you believe that this black guy was unjustly killed. See, there's a thing called facts. When they have all these photos on YouTube of, here's three black people and here's a white guy, and this white guy got this much for this crime, and these three or four black guys got like 10 times the sentence and all these. Someone posted that on my thing, and he goes, what do you think? And I said, I don't know all the details of the case. If I know all the details of the case, and there could be a statute of limitation, there are some states where I could probably kill 10 people and not get the death penalty, but there are other states where I could probably jaywalk and get the death penalty. Just hypothetical, but I don't know the court cases, so I can't say. I mean, but you have all these, this is the true American. It shows like four people getting treated differently because they're black as opposed to white or whatever. I said, I don't know all the information about the individual cases, so I couldn't comment. But that's how this country is. I don't get it. That you have if Hillary Clinton was a Republican, Lord help you. You'd never hear the end of it. They'd be on that thing. She'd already be in prison. She'd already be locked away. But it's like they're trying to, I think it's going to come down to a thing with the emails is this considered classified? They're going to try to use some loophole like Barack Obama, but I still think he's trying to ensure she doesn't get in, because she's seen as too in the middle of the road. Because a lot of people just look at her like, if she gets in, it's basically Bill Clinton becoming president again. But then a lot of people said that she ran the country when he was there anyways, which I kind of believe. But like I said last week, if Michelle Obama ran for president, she'd be guaranteed. She'd be a shoo-in. Guaranteed. I guarantee you, I'd put $1 million bet that she would win the presidency if I could find a gambling site. But I guarantee you, most of those sites would have it to where you would have to select someone else because she'd be favored to win. So, you wouldn't, because of the spread that they would put on it, you wouldn't get anything because she'd be expected to win. Her odds would be one out, she'd be guaranteed, I'm serious, she would. Because the people are not educated. You have people that go to vote that don't know anything. I mean, at least 3 years ago, it was very biased, but at least they saw Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, because that's where most of the college kids got their news. And lieu to that, I don't know what's going to happen with the late night TV, because people go to watch. The reason why David Letterman for a long time was successful, and so was Jay Leno, and especially Johnny Carson, they made fun of everybody, the left, the right. It was just let's sit back and relax and just have but how are you going to, late night talk is not going to happen if Stephen Colbert keeps his show attitude in, where it's very progressive, very liberal. People don't want politics. They want to have, if something happened where George Bush said something funny, make fun of it. If Obama does something, make fun of it. People don't want to have if it's going to be like it was on Comedy Central, political show, people aren't going to watch. They're going to turn out and it's going to be over. They'll be gone so fast. But we live in this PC world that, but it's a double standard PC world. You know, there's no white word that if a black person said it would ever be offensive. Oh, you just trying to come up with something because, oh, like white bread's really offensive. Oh, you just trying to make up whatever. I'm like, you know, it's a double standard world. It's a Hillary Clinton getting treated differently than a Ted Cruz. Donald Trump was asked, you know, is America great? Because let's make America great. And he goes, is America great? And he goes, it was. It's not now. I want to make it what it used to be. Our military is not where it used to be. Our country is not where it used to be. It can be, we have so many issues. He's not perfect. Because I actually told this to someone one time, and they, I don't know. This is how I've always, I would love to honestly see, because like, there was a South Park episode where they made fun of the 2004 election with John Kerry and Bush, and it was kind of like you have a choice. There was the Pete episode with between a douche and a turd sandwich, and, you know, and it's hilarious, but it's how I've always felt. Okay, I've got a choice. I don't like either candidate. I actually went to the one lady one time when I was voting. I'm like, well, there's a none of the above. I said, how do I vote like neither? Because anyone cannot vote. But how can I make it my voice be heard that I didn't want either of the two? You know, the old like forefather holding up the donkey and the elephant and say, I'm sick and tired of the both of you. That's where I have always been most of my life as a fan of politics. I'm so fed up with the system. Because it is. The country is, in my opinion, one big money laundering operation. You know, why isn't my parents at one time owed like, I forget, like $5,000 in back taxes or something, and they were, or $10,000 or something, and they had their bank accounts froze, all this stuff. Because I went to get my braces worked on and the check bounced. Because the government took and seized everything. Well, why aren't they doing that to Al Sharpton? Gee, I wonder why. You know, it's a double standard. There's nothing PC about a gun. If you got to shoot someone, you got to shoot someone. We shouldn't have a society where cops are afraid to use their gun because the whole world's going to collapse. But I hope the world looks at what happened in the places like where that Texas cop was killed, where they prayed. They didn't sit there and, okay, let's torch buildings because, you know, Lord help, you know, because we got a white guy that was killed by a black guy. No. And you think a law is going to change? You think a criminal is going to, you think that making background checks, making it harder for me as a law-abiding citizen to get a gun is going to solve the problem of an illegal person, a guy getting an illegal weapon? It's not. It's not going to change. I mean, it's like, do you think anything's really going to change? I mean, they could have 1,000 videos of Planned Parenthood. People have got to stand up and boycott and say, hey, well, I'm not going to use Planned Parenthood. You know, put your money where your mouth is. There's a second vote app you can actually get on your phone that's really cool. That if you want to know, like, okay, I support guns. I support NRA type stuff. And you can look up, let's say, Kmart. And if it's on there, it'll tell you they're a very conservative company. They're very liberal. You know, they don't like you to, they don't want a gun in your store where this company, yes, sir. You know, if you got an AK-47 and you can legally bring it, carry it. They support it. So, you know, and it's really great. You know, put your money where your mouth is. You know, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, there's a new movie I want to get into now called The War Room. And it's made by the same, it's made by Sherwood Baptist Church. It's a Sherwood Pictures film. And basically, if you don't know, in like early 2000s, there was a guy that was given a speech at Sherwood Baptist Church. And he said, you know, the most influential thing out there are movies. That's why tobacco industry wanted to make sure that people smoked in movies, because if you saw someone smoking, it was deemed cool and it would help promote whatever. And this guy goes, well, why don't we do movies that are fun, that are amazing, but in a biblical way. And the first movie they did was called Flywheel. And it's my favorite movie of theirs, because it was back when they had like a $20,000 video camera, and it was all like the trolley that they would put the camera on to go back and forth, you know, like how they have like the train tracks where they have like the seat with the camera and they can move it. It was all primitive. It was all one of the guys that had a car lot in the original, you know, he let them use it. It was Mac George Motors, and he is a believer. And one month he gave the lot to the Lord and ran it on biblical principles. And you've probably heard of their more recent films like Facing the Giant or Courageous or the Love Deer movie with Kirk Cameron, Fireproof. But this movie, it's getting a lot of criticism. And to me, I think it's like, I wanted to see it. And my take on it being criticized is because of religion. Their movies have been phenomenal, and they don't make a movie to make a movie. Everyone in it's a volunteer. When the Lord says, okay, this is the script, this is what I want, this is the message I have for you to give, there you go. And then they do it. And if they don't make another film, they won't make another film. If the Lord doesn't give them the, it's all volunteer. All the money goes to put back into, in case they make another film, and to give, to help people. And I think it's really being criticized just because, you know, you got the PC police out there. How can you push? It's not pushing religion. You know, following Jesus Christ is a decision you all have to make for yourself. He'll change your life. I think so many people are criticizing because it's a religious film. You know, well, but beyond that, I've seen the previews. It looks amazing. I wanted to see it because I've seen all their films. I think I own them all except for, I think my sister has Flywheel that I've viewed many times. It's just they have a great message behind them. And it's just, they're just great, great, great films. And the storyline is just whatever God gives them. You know, everybody volunteers. Everyone helps out, and you know they pray for the people they want to be in the movie, and they get them. And there are people that have been like, you know what, put it like this: I've made millions in Hollywood, but it pales in the comparison to what I did when I did Courageous, or you know, Facing the Giants, or whatever. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're all facing a giant in this world. You know, it's like Kate Steinle's family. They're preparing to sue over their daughter's death. But will that really change anything? Will we ever be able to get rid of safe cities where you harbor illegal people? I've known people that come here that are Mexican, that have a TV that gets like a satellite thing, and they get like a package that gets like 12 or 14 channels. It's all Spanish. They don't have English. You know, and to all the liberals out there, I'm not against Mexicans, but I'm not going to go to Spain and not try to, when I go to Spain, I'm going to be sitting there, okay, what can I do to learn Spanish? So that I can, or Italy, how can I get my, I'm going to try to learn You know, they're not, you're not going to, I've been to France. You're not going to go there and be like, they would look at you so crazy. Excuse me. Excuse me, I don't, you have these papers in English, I don't speak. No, if it's a restaurant or something, and it's in a very tourist area, they may have stuff in different languages for people. But if you're trying to become a citizen there, they may have someone to help you that knows English, and they may not. But if they don't, hey, you're in France. You need to learn their culture. You need to learn their language. They're not going to sit there and adapt. Okay, well, we got to learn English because he don't know French. No, they're not going to do it. You go to a school where they help you get your French up, and once you get your proficiency in French up good enough, then they will put you in the regular school. You don't go to an actual French school and have your test in English and everything. If you're going into a French school, everything's in French, you're speaking in French. You know, here, a kid goes to a school, and it's like, oh, my son knows the answers, but it's not in Spanish. So, you know, that's why he don't understand. I need to have a teacher that teaches him in Spanish, and every test is in Spanish. And, you know, I know people that have kids in school that they'll go to Mexico for, like, 3 weeks, and they can't say anything. They have to let them go, and they come back whenever they want. And, you know, everything's in Spanish. There is no, like, back and forth. I guess that's what annoys me, because I don't want you to lose your heritage of Mexican or Italian or whatever, but you should want to know English. You know, when you go to the DMV, and you go ballistic because there's no one there that speaks Spanish, that's a problem I have. You know, my ancestors came here legally, not through the border. And when I mean illegal, and that's another thing, because illegal instantly means Mexican. It doesn't. So, like, if a guy comes here from Pakistan, he's part of the Taliban, is he not illegal if he doesn't go through the proper channels? Yes, he's illegal. Why does illegal mean Mexican only, or refer to Mexican? How is a German coming here without the proper documentation and going through and getting the papers and doing it the right way? How are they not illegal? With that restoration, that religious restoration freedom act that Mike Pence passed, why do all they talk about is how it's going to discriminate against gays, nothing about any other religion or belief? It's a double standard. You know, that law, that Religious Restoration and Freedom Act, can only pertain to gays. It can't affect Muslims or Jews or anything else. And that's what's so, I don't get it. And if Kate Stanley's family sues, I don't know if it will ever change. I mean, I just can't believe we live in a country where there's a guy that's a career criminal, been in and out of the system, illegal, shouldn't even be here, and they don't deport him. He should have been in prison, if anything. I mean, deporting is the last of his words. He should have been in, but we can't. We got to have safe cities to harbor these people. I don't know. It just frustrates me, because I guess I don't get it. I guess I got to be an illegal criminal so I can get, you know, all the benefits. You know, God forbid, if you're a Christian, you're screwed. And then even the Christians fight amongst each other. Okay, I'm Catholic, but it doesn't. Why can't we come together on what we believe instead of, oh, you're a Protestant, you're going to hell? Yep, Baptists have it right. Oh, no, so because you're a Baptist, you think you're going to heaven? No, you're not. I mean, are we going to turn into, like, the Middle East, to where the Sunnis believe that they're the descendant of Muhammad Nis, and the Shiites believe they're the descendant, and they fight for thousands. That's what's funny, that, oh, every president coming in, except for probably Barack Obama, believes that they can just solve every problem in the Middle East that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years, because two groups, well, I don't even think there's anything that you could, DNA-wise, or any piece of evidence that would get it to where the Sunnis would say, okay, we're sorry, the evidence proves that the Shiites were right, or vice versa. You know, they're always going to fight till the day they die. And then there's people over there that pork is, you like, you don't eat pork. And then other people, the cow is sacred. And then they fight over that too. There are people that really, because how dare you eat the pork, and how dare you eat the cow, and, you know, it's not dissing anybody. But it's the fact that you get every president that comes in just, well, I'm just going to solve everything. I'm the United States president, so I'm just going to be able to fix everything in the Middle East that's been going on for 10 million times longer than we've been a nation. I don't think so.
Read Genesis.
Yeah, my wife just said, read Genesis, man. But this world and America in general has changed. It's not the America I grew up in. Crazy. This country, the thing I get in my head right now is that it's, oh, what's that movie called? The Breakfast Club. Face it. The kids haven't changed. You have. No, the kids have changed. Like my mom said, the T-Birds from the Grease movie would be like angels compared to the kids now. I mean, and it's sad that we're that way in this world. You know, when you have Dr. Yvette King, niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, calling out President Obama, I mean, I've lost friends because I am a Aryan Brotherhood, KKK supporting racist because I disagree with Obama. I would have sat there and I would do anything to sit down and say, Dr. Martin Luther King, welcome. I have my wife in there. She's making us lunch.
Amen.
Yvette King and Martin Luther King and people like them would never, ever in a million years stand side by side with Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Barack Obama. This world has changed, folks. And it's, all lives matter. We need to get past this petty, oh, well, because you're a Baptist, you're not, well, I've had people literally that have, because I'm Catholic, oh, I'm not saved. We can save you. We can say a prayer right now that if you confess out your mouth and believe in your heart. Like, it's like, and I've said this before, there was a guy that used to be at the 500 that would be with a megaphone. None of you are going to church today. I guarantee you none of you are going to hear the good word of the Lord today. And I guarantee you, you're going to be standing in a line like this. And my mom always is like, you don't judge us. God does. You know, we need God in this country, and we need to come together. I don't support 9/11. I'm not saying that, but where is 9/11 when it didn't matter who you were? You were there for your fellow brethren or sister. I mean, my mom always say I'm the take advantage of, because I'm someone that I'll do for people. I don't care. If they want to take advantage of me, they can, but I'm not that type of person. I mean, I had people that I met that I used to go to high school with that now would be like, you know, if you would ask me out back then, I would have went out with you. You're a great guy. You know?
Lucky you.
But it's just, I try to educate people so that you have some knowledge. You know, we need to come together on what we believe. This country was a great, great nation, and it can be great again. It's just, amazing. Some of the great stories you hear of, you know, like when people just do stuff for other people, and you know, you don't even. I mean, just things you see in the supermarket where people pay for someone else, and that there was a guy that, like, in the Starbucks one time, they were doing a pay it forward, and this guy goes, the guy like didn't pay for the guy behind them. And he goes, to prove I'm not an a-hole, he tipped the lady at the register like $100 or something. And it's like, okay, you know, well, to me that's just, I don't know. To me it's just things like that are great. To just how much, I mean, how hard is it to, and half of the stuff you can do for people is free. You know? And as we move on, you know, this race is really, really heating up. I mean, you got so many people on the right, but hardly anyone running on the left. And a lot of people, because Dick Cheney asked, like, well, would Biden run? He goes, well, I think he should, because we need more people on the left to run. And, you know, and he's one that talked about ending prohibition on cannabis. And you wonder if people would vote just because of that. I mean, he's very, 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 very socialist. That's the one reason I do like him, just because at least he's not hiding that fact. At least he's kind of like, hey, I got a gun, so when you walk in front of me, you know, I'm pretty much preparing to be, you know, shot execution style. You know, at least he's being, hey, you know what, I support, I'm very socialist, this is what I want, yet, you know, it doesn't work. You know, I mean, I don't want another Bush, and he's like third. I just think people are fed up with politics as usual, and Trump's at least option that we have. I hope and pray that when it comes to these are the two people that we got vying for president, it's not going to be another, well, okay, well, if I wish I could have on the ballot box, none of the above, because they're both so wrong, it's not even funny. And that's, you know, but you take someone like, you know, that's why I don't know how these people can already know, okay, I'm voting for Hillary, period, done. I don't know how you can say that, because I can't say that. You know? But there's so much hypocrisy in this nation, it's ridiculous. Hillary or Michelle. You know? We need to have...
That would be a good debate to see Hillary and Michelle.
Hillary and Michelle, I wouldn't want to see that, because then that would be pretty bad. I don't know who would. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be funny, and I've said this before, to see people of going to the ballot box of the left. Yeah, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. What do you mean? She's not even the nominee. What? I can honestly see that happening. Someone going up to vote for Hillary Clinton come election day and she's not even a candidate. You know, the white power scares people who are not white. Black power only scares people who are not black. But blacks and whites coming together as one is the only thing that shakes the establishment and the nation as a whole. You know, it's amazing how if when a black guy gets killed by a white guy, they do all this vandalizing and all this. And when a cop is killed in Dallas, what do? We come together and pray. That's fact, you know. See, I'm about facts. And that's what I stand, you know, that's what we gotta wade through the BS. It's not, this world ain't perfect. Donald Trump ain't gonna be perfect, but at least he's calling it like he sees it. This is how it is. You may not agree with him, but he's not pulling punches. And that's what we need, someone that's hopefully not gonna buckle under the pressure, you know. As long as he would get somebody in there that's legitimate, you know, not have like some Bozo the Clown as a vice president. Because there's a lot of people that says Carly Fiorina is only in it just because hopefully she'll get a vice presidential nod. And she's not really serious about running for president, just that maybe if she gets far enough along, someone might say, hey. But it wouldn't matter because, you know, I wonder if they could use the race card if a female got the nomination in the Republican Party.
What would they do if a Carson and Fiorina ticket?
You wonder if my wife has asked me this question because she's in the studio. You know, would a Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson ticket, how would they handle that? Because it's a black person and a white person, you know. Who knows? I mean, with all the videos of Planned Parenthood coming out and nothing, I don't think is ever going to change there, so why would it matter? I mean, you know, I don't think it's just how it is. You know, that's how the double standard rolls. You know, we can't be about left and right. We need to be about America coming together as one nation, as one person. You know, this, you know, I still have people that I thought, you know, like, it's like they can't, everything has to be about race. They can't, you know, well, this cashier's taking a long time because she doesn't want to have to help me because I'm black. And I have people that are like that, you know, like they would complain about stuff going on and, you know, and they would basically comment that they believe if I was white, I wouldn't be having this. But that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But like I said before, most of the people believe that racism is worse. Race relations is worse now because of Obama. Not, you know. And it's not, I mean, I love when people don't have that, when people, I guess, because I get people that like, someone one time, this has been like 2 years or 3 years now, they're like, well, because she goes, shut up, we had to deal with 8 years of Bush. I'm like, yeah, he sucked too. But anyway, it's crazy because when you look at it from that point of view, she didn't know what to do. I'm like, well, you know, because people just have a weird notion when I'm like, okay, like when the left complains about all the vacationing Bush did and the right complains about all the golfing Obama did, and what does either of them, where is it right for either of them? And I just don't get it, because, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, but that's how this whole thing works. You know, there's the left does something wrong, and then when they get busted, they say, look at what the right did. Well, okay, at some point, one of you is going to have to say, this is wrong what I've done, and we need to stop it. You know, at some point, you have to say, okay, well, guess what? You know, we got to stop. It's wrong, no matter who, no matter what. And come together. You need to sit there and say, hey, if you want to stand, if you want to sit there and burn stuff down because a black person was killed by a white person, I'm not going to do it. Someone needs to stand up and against the establishment. You know, I don't get this, because there was, I guess when I grew up, there was no such thing as politically correct. I mean, I showed my mom the video from Clerks 2 or whatever, when he's like, the porch monkey skit, and it is hilarious, because, but that's how it was. I mean, but that's when you watch, because everyone, you know, there was, you know, Asians had like a N-word. There was a word that if you used it, it was like saying the N-word to a black, but it was, you were talking about an Asian or a white person. There was a word that if you said it, it was like saying the N-word to a white person, vice versa. Everyone had a, we all have racial.
Jews, it was tight. You got your Germans.
Yeah.
You got your Polacks or Polish. It's everyone.
Everybody has something that you could say is derogatory. And that's how I grew up, and that's what, you know. But now it's like, oh, how dare you say that?
Oh, my God. The world will end.
Yep, that's not going to end. But anywho, as we move on, folks, thank you all for tuning in. There's about 11 minutes, 30 seconds left in the program. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope I wake people up to just, you know, how hard is it to do something for someone else and be there? How hard is it to stand up and say, hey, if you're going to push this, then I don't need you. I don't need that person in my life if he is that hypocritical, if he is that so like he is that he has, like, if he is that rah, because he thinks I'm racist, that's his problem. I'm far from it. But, you know, it's just less baggage. And as we move on is, wow, Manchester United, and so we move into football. Holy cow. They're up to their old tricks as last year. They're going to start beating teams they shouldn't win, and they're going to lose the teams they should blow out of the water. I mean, I don't know. People ask me, because me and a guy at work, we're really into football, and we watch religious and talk about it all the time. He's like, he goes, what do you think the solution is? I said, they got to learn to work together. You know, the one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing. They got the good, they got players. I think a lot of it came down when David Moyse took over the team and had people leave and people come, people go, and it just screwed the whole team. It just screwed the whole, you know. And that's, you know, I unless a miracle happens, I don't see us getting out of the second round of the Champions League. I hope we can go farther. I hope we can learn to work together. We're just not consistent. You know, like one game is like, wow, that's the Manchester United I remember. And then the next game is like, man, what the heck happened to them? And that's, you know, it's just crazy like that. And I honestly think, realistically about second or third is where they'll end up. We got great players. I don't think we really need a striker. We gotta get that little apartment where they all have to live together and share one bathroom, you know. Hurry up, man, I'm gonna be late to practice. You're dressed. I haven't even gotten dressed yet, and I still gotta brush my teeth. Have them learn to work together. And I think that's going to be the key to their success this season. And I really do. I don't think they need any. Yeah, if they get a striker, it's not going to hurt them. But I don't think they necessarily need one. You know? I think you got a great player in Wayne Rooney. They just need to have some people that got it. They just got to get used to playing with him and his style. And I think they can end up like second or third by the end of the season. And, you know, a lot of those players want to win for the fans. They want to do it for the fans. I mean, like in Europe, you touch a referee, you're red carded, you're out of there because they're deemed, see, their sports, in my opinion, is so much better than ours because they're deemed as like role models. You know, you're not going to sit there and, you know, here, I mean, you're looked down, you don't really see too many Premier League players in prison issues, you know, or like getting drunk and disorderly and all that. They're seen as, hey, people look up to me, you know. You don't see that I guess that, hey, I got millions of dollars, I can do what I want, no one's gonna, you know, you touch a referee, bang, you're red carded. You don't, you know, they I really believe they're seen as like role models, and people want to see them as role models, and they want to make sure that they're held to a standard, you know. Someone that's a good person is not going to lay a hand on someone, and vice versa. I mean, as I move into Major League Baseball, because I'm a huge Tigers fan, you know, I guess I don't understand if he's blocking the plate, if a base runner from third's going towards home, and he's blocking the plate so that it's almost impossible for the runner to score, and you know it gets reviewed, and they call it that he's not blocking the plate and all this, and the manager comes out just to find out, just wants clarification of, hey, even the announcers on the team at the one game, they were like, well, the announcers were like, we're going to look this up. We want clarification because I would assume he should have been called for blocking the plate. And it's a double standard because, okay, if you throw the pitch and the catcher is in the way of the line between third and home plate, what is he going to do? Well, I can't catch the ball because if I do, I'm going to be blocking the plate. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, with that, but, you know, and you get thrown out because you want clarification on a actual play. Like Miggy last night, they threw a pitch that was so foul, it wasn't even funny, but they called it a strike, and he was just like he wanted, I think he was not really arguing as much as, I want clarification. How in the bleep of the bleep is that even a strike? And, you know, and it's, maybe they are trying to hold baseball players to a higher standard. But I guess I would be mad too. I guess I guess they really didn't. I'd love to hear, I wish they could have it to where you could hear what they said. Because I have a feeling he was just wanting clarification. How do you call that a strike? You know? And, wow, it's just incredible that, you know, how, because, like, I love sports, but some of it just gets to be so ridiculous when, you know, I don't know if they do it just to cause drama or what. And it may be. Well, you know what? Because that's how it is in European football. Like, there's been people in World Cups that have been red carded and thrown out. When you look at the replay, the guy never even hit him. But he's like, oh, my leg, oh. You know, and they act. It reminds me of like pro wrestling. And sometimes I wonder if I call a strike that's so far out there, maybe I'll, you know, it'll give something to talk about. You know, and I don't know. It just gets to be, I guess it comes back all to, like, this nation, and it's just getting to be crazy. You know, I hope that Detroit, if they get a wild card spot and they get in, I don't expect them to go too far, but, you know, because they have days that, like, well, how in the heck can they lose 12-1 and then they're up 6-1 the next day or whatever the case may be. You know, just it's like, I guess it just it gets frustrating. You know, just like this nation, you know. I don't know. I guess it's like, well, I guess, like, to me, sports, especially football, European football, is like my one, like, vice to get away from it all. And just like, hey, I get to see Manchester United play. Everything else doesn't matter. You know, whatever happens, happens. We win, we win. We lose, we lose. You know, and that's what people want with the talk shows at night. They just want to have a place to go to get away from it all. Now everyone is following the footsteps of Married with Children because they were the first sitcom that really didn't show a family in the nothing goes wrong, everything's perfect world. You know, they had no money. Mom, you going to cook dinner? Okay, bud. You know, and they'd like take like a loaf of bread and they'd fight over it to scrape out the tang, you know. And they showed reality. And I think that's what people want to see ultimately as I wrap up the show with about 2 minutes left. We want reality. We don't want to have someone that's, okay, this is what I'm going to, I want to see what you're going to do. I've seen people that have millions of dollars and they squander it. Donald Trump has had millions of dollars and he's kept it and he's invested it and he's grown. He hasn't gone because you could, I mean, Donald Trump could easily, with 90 seconds left, could have gone the other way, but he hasn't. You know, people want reality. People want to see, you know, real. And that's, you know, people, it's nice to see people starting to say, hey, this is how I feel. This is, you know, there's no PC. I'm sorry. I will say, I guess that's one thing. I'm a pinhead. I'm stubborn. Because, you know, I'm going to be who I'm going to be. If you like me, you do. You don't, you don't. If you, I'm going to post stuff on Facebook, and if you don't like it, you can have your opinion, but I'm not going to, I mean, if you say, well, hey, you know, if you, it's going to be hard to change my, I don't know how these people, like, magically, these politicians, magically, every, like, 4 years, change their views. My views have not really changed, and I'm 40.
Same here.
Same with my wife, but you have all these people that, okay, well, 3 years ago, she wanted just gays to have the same rights as everyone else. Now she's for gay marriage all of a sudden, and this guy's, who knows? It's just crazy. It's never going to end. It's always going to be a political circus. You know, just put God first place in your life. He'll take you places you've never been. Put yourself in. God bless you.
I wish you all the best.